Okay, I'm sorry? Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf Hey. We're on Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Five lines from the bottom, where it says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Megufas Chavis. A Megufa is some kind of cover, seal. Megufas Chavis, the seal of a barrel, Shenichtasa, that broke. So, Mutu L'Talatel B'Shabbos. You're allowed to move that on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Because it has some purpose, right? It has some use somehow. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned similarly, Megufa Shenichtasa Hi, a barrel where the cover broke. V'Shivreha, and it has pieces. Mutu L'Talatel B'Shabbos. It's allowed to be moved on Shabbos. V'lo yispos, you can't smooth it down, shever, this broken piece, l'kasos bos kli, to make it into a fine cover, or l'smoch bo kari hamita, or to use it for the bed, to help with your bed. You can't do that. Rashi says it's a problem of makam patish, if you do that. Now, v'yim zarko la'ashpa, and if you throw it into the garbage, then aser, then it's aser. Why is it aser? Because you're demonstrating that to you, it's garbage. Maskevlar of Papa. Rav Papa asks, 1 minute. El Mayata, Zarak le glime hachinami de aser. If I take a shirt, nothing wrong with it, and I throw it into the garbage, well, now that shirt becomes muksa?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't become muksa. The problem with, so what's Rav Papa asking? Why should it become muksa just because you threw it into the garbage? The problem is, the comparison doesn't make any sense, because if you take a good shirt, and you throw it into the garbage, then you're abnormal. No, people don't do that. They don't destroy good things. So if you do that, your das is bottled to the whole world. The guy takes a golden something and throws it out. I don't need that. That's not normal. Nobody takes good clothing and just throws it in the garbage. People take broken things and throw them in the garbage. People do that. So what kind of comparison is that? Right? I didn't ask that question. The Ritva asked that question. What kind of comparison is that? Notwithstanding, Rav Papa does ask it. El Amar of Papa, therefore Rav Papa says, Im Zarka Mibod Yom La'ashba Asura. Right? What the case is, you threw it on Erev Shabbos into the garbage. Right? Which means, since on Erev Shabbos you revealed that you don't want it, therefore it becomes muksa now because now it's junk. It says Tosfos on the top, Hash to low parich, so don't ask the following. Elamayata. Zarak leglima mibod yom. I threw the shirt in the middle of the day. Dekivan de lohaya muchan mibod yom. Leko ledemie leglime. Since it wasn't set aside before, I'm not sure what he's really saying, Tosfos. But you can't give the same answer by a shirt. I'm not exactly sure why not. Somehow, on Friday, you've already decided, no, this is not for me. And therefore, by a broken piece of something, it works.
Because the shirt's not a cleat.
It is. Amar Bar Hamduri, Amar Shmuel, Krumios Shel Machatzalos, the strips of a mat, Mutter Lotal Talam B'Shabbos. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos. My time of why? Amar Rava Bar Hamduri, Amar Rava Bar Hamduri Asperly. He explained to me, Machatzalos Gufal Amay Chazia. What is a mat for? It's Lachasos Be'Afra. To cover the dirt. You walk into dirt, you have a bath in the front of the house. Haninami chazien luchisuye be tinofos. So too here. You can use it to cover the dirt. Okay? By the way, it says Tosvos. L'rav chazimilsim afarishachi. We didn't have to give that answer. Why? Because afagaf de lo ba'i mi'inan malacha rishona. We don't need it to be the original use. Right? Kid amar of Nachman l'el. Right? In other words, we don't need you to have the same use. So why did he say that? Why did he say, well, a mat is used to cover the dirt? All right, so a little mat is used to cover a little dirt. So Stoz didn't have to give that answer. You could have found any other use for the mat. Okay, that's what he said. But in a chanam, you don't need that answer. Okay? Amar Zera, Amar Rav. Shiri peruzmios, asilatalatalam b'shabbos. the pieces of a pillow, pieces of a shirt, a talus of a shirt, a clothing, small pieces are muksa. Amar Abaya, bimitlanuos she'ein behem gimel al gimel. That's only true if they're less than 3x3. Scraps of, right? Delo chazian, they're not fit. Lo laniim, lo lashirim. Who uses that? The whole discussion, the Shulchan Aruch says that shivrei kalim are mutter just like kalim. Right? Like the Gemara says. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say a word about it. In other words, the broken pieces, just like the Gemara is saying now. The mutter, agav, the father, right? All these things that we say. Comes along, what I saw it over here. Where was it? One second. Yeah, Tiltel Shivrei Kalim, right, so comes along, who was it? The Oz Nidbaru, which is Rabbi Yamin Silber, passed away recently. He says, well, Bizman Azeh, who uses Shivrei Kalim? He uses Shivrei Kalim for anything. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Shivrei Kalim are Muksa Bizman Azeh. That's what he says. Comes along with Rev Pinchas Scheinberg, says, wait a minute. The Mishnah Berurah, who didn't live that long ago, didn't have an issue with the Mechaber. He didn't say, by the way, that was in the 1500s. But Bizman Azeh, he didn't say that. Sometimes he does say that. Right? Many times he said, listen, that was then, but today it's totally different. He didn't say that. So if he didn't say it, well, all of a sudden, we passed 100 years. What changed now? What's going to change in Mishnah Berurah now? And therefore, it would be Mutter. Right? Nothing. I mean, Lamaisa, it did change. We don't use broken things to cover.
Exactly.
So what? But the Mishnah Berurah didn't have a problem with this halacha. And many times he's listen. That was then, but this is now. He didn't say that over here. I mean, I do know one thing. Let's say the truth is, it could come up in one case. Let's say a button falls off. So I think the halacha is muksa. Right? Why? Because it has no purpose, it fell off, and after Shabbos, you have to sew it back. So right now on Shabbos, it's muksa. I don't think anyone argues on that. What's the difference between Shifra? Why is that not Shifra Caleb? You can't do anything with it, really. What could you do with it? What could you do with the button once it came off? You can find something, no? Someone sent me an email, like all these uses of things that you didn't think you'd have a use for. You know, like when you buy bread, and it has like that clip, what's that called? When you buy bread, it's not a wire. It's more like it looks like a plastic wedge. So you know what you can do with that? They showed a picture. A guy took all of the wires from the computer and put them in that wedge, like keeping it nice and neat. You can find uses from ordinary things, right? Think of a piece of junk. No, you can have a use for that. That's also a problem on Shabbos. But the point is, in the button, I don't know. I don't think anyone says you can move a button if it came off on Shabbos. What? That's really shit for Caleb. Right? Had a shirt, and then a button came off. I don't know. Okay, next. Torah Rabbanan. Okay, we're going to spend the whole night time with this. Shivrei Tanur, Yashan, the pieces of an old oven, Harehen Kechol HaKelem HaNitalem B'chatz Divrei Meir. That's Gesundheit. That's just like any other keli that can be moved on Shabbos. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't nitalin. No, it cannot be moved. Hey, and Rabbi Yossi Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, al shivrei tanur yashan, on the old oven of broken pieces, shenitalin b'Shabbos, that can be moved, val kisuyav, and on some kind of covers, she'ain tzarech beis yad, that they don't need a beis yad, they don't need a handle. The Maikam Miflagi, what are they arguing about? What are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir arguing about? Whether or not the broken pieces of an old oven can be moved on Shabbos or not. Amar Abaya, Ba'osin me'ein malacha, ve'ein osin me'ein malacha kamiflagi. They're arguing about the same thing they're arguing about in the Mishnah, right? In the Mishnah, we said, all kalim can be moved, whether or not all broken pieces can be moved, whether or not it's for their malacha or not their malacha. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it has to be their malacha. Who's the Tana Kama? So the Gemara assumes it's Rav Meir. Right? Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So they're arguing over there. And now they argue, they have a machlokas here about old pieces of an oven. Says Abaya, right? Says Abaya? No. Says Reb Yossi, same machlokas. V'az Reb Yehuda l'tamei, Reb Meir l'tamei. And each one goes according to his reasoning. So which means, Reb Meir said they can be moved, and Reb Yehuda said they can't be moved. Okay? The Shabbos Chalmi points out, why do I need another machlokas of the exact same thing? Because here it's a bigger chiddush. Here it's a kli that's even usser. It's an oven. It's a kli shemalachto le'isser. And Reb Meir still allows you to use it for some purpose. Reb Yehuda says, you can only use it for its purpose. Its purpose is cooking. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. And therefore, you have nothing to do with it. Therefore, it's muksa. Reb Meir says, no, you can use it for anything you want. Same machlokas. Maskef l'rava. So Rava says, wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's true, ad miflagi b'shivrei tanur, if they're arguing about shivrei tanur, so liflagi b'shivrei kelim b'alma. Why do you have to mention an oven? Okay, so we just said why. We have said a chiddush, because even though an oven's usher. So pick any usher keli. Why do you have to say oven? What's the focus here on the oven? Any shivrei kelim. Reb Meir says you can use it for whatever you want. And Reb Yehuda says, no, it has to be for the same purpose. Why do you have to mention oven? Says Rava. Ela amar Rava b'shivrei d'hai tanur k'miflagi. It's a specific type of oven that they're arguing about. What kind of oven is this? Ditnan. Nasno al pi habor or al pi hados. You put the oven into a pit. Okay? Now what's an oven basically? What's this oven? It's basically a cylinder. Right? There's a picture of it in the article. I didn't know what was flying, so I saw that picture. You basically put this oven, which is a cylinder, a metal cylinder, you stick it into a pit. Now, is it snug in the pit? So it nasa al pi habor al pi hados, v'nasan sham even. You put a stone there, good picture of it in the article, to wedge the cylinder into place so that it doesn't move. A, it doesn't move, and B, the heat underneath won't escape. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im masik milmata, if you light the fire underneath, v'hu nasuk milmaila, and it's going to, the heat will rise and will cook whatever's in this oven. Why? Because the heat's not escaping. Why is he not escaping? Because you wedged it in there very nice and snug. Tamei. Then it's tamei. What do you mean it's tamei? It has the din of tuma. V'yam laf tahar. And if not, it's not an oven. It's not an oven. And it's tahar. See Rashi? It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. V'yam laf. Ela nisuk. I'm not sure what he means in the first line. Ela nisuk kishar tanurim mitochan. Tahar. But if it's heated up like other ovens on the inside, then it's tahar. I'm not sure what he means by that. Then he says, "Kedemefarish taima dibeinon mechusar netitza." We require that it's lacking netitza. What does netitza mean? Netitza means smashing. What does that mean? Shehei karov lios mechubar. It has to be mechubar. The oven has to be either genuinely attached to the ground or a little. It looks like it's attached to the ground. If it's not close to the ground, ein lecha tanur natutz mizeh. It's not. There's no greater smashed oven than this. Ein lecha lekayim bo tanur v'kirayim yutatz, and you can't be mekayim the pasuk that says a tanur and a kirayim yutatz. The nechitza lo shaycha el bebinyan mechubar, because nechitza doesn't apply unless it's attached to the ground. K'shein mechubar, if it's not attached to the ground, shvira shaychibe. It's called broken. What on earth is Rashi just saying? He says as follows. Let's just look back into the Gemara. He'll explain the Gemara everything. Now the Gemara, back to the Chacham moment. The Chacham say, "Ha'ul v'husak mikol makom tamei." It doesn't make a difference whether it's a stone there or a wedge. That doesn't make me so complicated. As long as it's fire, as long as it's heating up, then it is tamei. B'maicha miflagi. What on earth are they arguing about? The high kra, the argument about the following pasuk. The pasuk says that if you have an oven that got tummy and it's a cheres oven, there's nothing you can do to save that oven. It has to be broken. So the pasuk says, tanur v'kirayim yutatz, the tanur or the oven has to be smashed. Tameyim heim, they are tummy, utameyim yihiyu lachem, and they're going to remain tummy. There's nothing you can do. You can't fix that. You can't be kasher it. You can't toivel it. Nothing you can do. Reb Meir Savar, Reb Meir holds, Mechusar Netitza Tamei. I'm sorry, Reb Yehuda Savar, Reb Yehuda holds, Mechusar Netitza, right? That if it's a tanur that is attached to the ground, or basically attached to the ground, right? And it's in the parsha of getting smashed. That's why I read that Rashi. Rashi said this yutatz thing only applies on ovens that are attached to the ground. Right? Netitza means smashing something that's attached to the ground. So if it's mechusar netitza, if it's attached to the ground, right? And it's shayach, it's in this world of getting smashed, then tamei. Then it's able to become tamei. Right? And therefore, when you light it up in this pit, right? And when you light it up in this pit, it's basically attached to the ground. However, a tanur that has no attachment to the ground, she'ein mechusar netitza, and therefore it's not in the world of netitza, right? Then tahar, then it's tahar. Okay? V'rabbanan savri, and the rabbanan hold, tamei miyu lachem, it says tamei, mikol makom, doesn't make a difference whether it's attached to the ground or not, therefore they're much more makel, therefore the oven doesn't have to be so snug. Okay? They have a machlokas about that. So far, so good?
I'm just curious, the size point. Why can't you just use it as a tummy oven?
Oh, the Chazanish asked that question. Without the Chazanish, this Gemara makes no sense. So what? That it can't be smashed. You can use a tummy oven. If you're not a Kohen, you can be tummy. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being tummy if you're not a Kohen. There was a mile that the Hasidim and the Chaverim tried to be always tar. Except for the Regalim, when you went to the Beit HaMikdash, you could remain tummy. You could remain tummy, which I always assume people, that's what people were always tummy. The wife, anyway, half the month was tummy. Right? Right, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no issue. Right, if you're a Kohen, if you're sure you don't do that, you're not allowed to. If you're Yisrael, there's no harm, no foul. Alright, whatever. Chazanish asks an unbelievable question, which is, according to Yehuda, fine, it can't be in this world of netitza. Still tamei. Right? It's still tamei as a kli. What's the difference? You hear what he's asking? There's a special gzeres hakasav that if it's attached to the ground, you have to smash it. And if it's not attached to the ground, it's still tamei. Just, you don't have to smash it. It's still tamei. Right? You know what Chazanish is asking? So tummy, so till tummy cleaves, the dead body touched it. So what? Okay, it's not in the parish of smashing, fine. It's not attached to the ground. It's portable. So what? Till tummy. Why? The question is why? Why? Dead body touched it. Why? So the answer is, since the oven is normally attached, it's very difficult. It's a very important question. As I was learning, I said, what? And stay until tummy. Now the Chazanish comes along and says, no, it's not tummy. Why? It's not a kli. Why? Because that's not its uses. It's not its best use. The best use is when it's attached to the ground. That's its best use. Okay. Now for a banan, it's not an oven. It's not an oven. It's still an oven. You can still cook with it. So this din of shivrei of what do you call it? Of kli cheres ovens doesn't apply by non-attached to the ground oven. Yes, exactly. Rabbanan nami aksiv yutatz, but the Rabbanan say, wait a minute, but it still says yutatz, no? It still says you have to destroy it, and that does mean attached to the ground. So, hahu l'iduch gisa. Now that's said to be machmir. That's for the other side. That what? That a tana that's mechubor, of course can be mekabel tumah. That's what I'm telling you. Normally, why? Since it's attached to the ground, things that are attached to the ground are normally not tamei. Kamash malan, yeah, by oven is different. But wait a minute. But according to Yehuda, doesn't it say tamei? How could Yehuda say, well, it only applied? The Torah didn't make that distinction. Hahi kedivud amar Shmuel. That goes like that. Damar vud amar Shmuel machlokes behesik rishon. The whole machlokes is only an oven that was never used before. aval behesek sheni, but if it was used already, then afilu tole betavro gamel. Even if you put this oven on the camel's neck and it's walking around in the desert, right? The camel's taking this oven. In other words, it's portable, right? Of course, it's tamei until you break it, right? That's what tamei miyulachem says. But if it was never used before, that's a different story. And amar ula hesek rishon, the hesek rishon l'rabbanan afilu tole betavro gamel. And the rabbanan would hold. Even if it's never been used before, it's still portable, still going to be tamei. Anyway, Rav and Rava just got through finished saying, Rava just got through finished saying the following, that we're talking about this kind of tanner, this kind of oven, such an oven we're talking about. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not considered a kli, that can be makabel tumah. Right? It's also not going to be a kli that you can move on Shabbos. Why? Because the Rava held that Tumah and Shabbos go together. Right? Therefore, these Shivrei Kalim will be usher to move. And according to Reb Meir, or the Chacham here that argue on Reb Yehuda, right? They hold this is a kli that can be Makabel Tumah. Therefore, it's considered a kli. Therefore, it's a kli that you can move on Shabbos. Therefore, the Shivrei Kalim are also mutar on Shabbos. That's what we just got to finish saying. That's how we explain the brisa here. Now, Maskefla Ravashi. Ravashi asked the following question. Ihachi, if that's true, Ademiflug B'Shivrei Tanur, why are they arguing on the broken pieces? Liflug B'Tanur Gufa. They should argue on the oven itself. Hashta, Tanur Gufa Rav Yehuda Lo Havi Mana. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not a kli. Why is it not a kli? Because it can't be Makabel Tumah. Why can't it be Makabel Tumah? Because it's not attached to the ground. And it's never been used before. So, Shivrei Mibaya? I need you to tell me that the kalim, the pieces are Aser? The oven itself is Aser. Ela Amar Vashi, Lo'olam Kida Amrina Meikara. Really, it's like the first shot. Uba Ose Maise. Oh, we had a problem with that. The problem was, why are you picking specifically Shivrei oven and not Shivrei kalim, right? The answer is, but Ose Maise Tafka. You made it like a tile. In other words, normally, how do you cook in an oven? You open up the oven, you put the food inside, there's a fire underneath, and it's cooking. What about cooking it exposed on the fire? Like take a piece of tile, light underneath it, and it's open the food, like a frying pan. So that's not the normal way of cooking. Nevertheless, if you made it a tile like that, if you did that, Reb Meir would still say it's a problem. Why? Because you have a good use, even though Reb Meir and Reb Meir, Ludvarav Rabbi Yehuda Ka'amar. Reb Meir was talking into the Rabbi Yehuda. Lididi, according to me, I hold Afilu Ba'osam Ne'in Malacha. I hold any use that you have. It doesn't even have to be a cooking use. Any use under the sun will satisfy my din that it's not Shivrei Kalim. El Udidach, but according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you said it has to be the same malacha. Odili mihas, so won't you agree to me, debekahai gavna malachahu? That even though this is an abnormal way of cooking, it's still cooking, and therefore it should be not muksa. Rabbi Yehuda lo dami, he says no. Hasam etzeka b'vifnim, the normal way of cooking is you put the food inside, or you light it on the inside. Here you're lighting it on the outside. Hasam. Here it's standing up. That you put the bread on the sides of the oven. And hacha lav mu'umad. Here with this tile, you don't do that. And therefore, I hold it not the same. Okay, there's a whole long gemara here for very obscure halachas. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, next. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Al Shivrei Tanur. On broken pieces, Yesh Yashan, old one, Shinitolam Shabbos, Val Kisui, She'ain Sarach Beziad. And then we said, and a cover that doesn't have a handle. Amar Ravida, Kiman Metalton on the Idna, Kisui de Tanure de Masim Machasia. Who do we go like now to Matir carrying the piece, carrying the cover of the oven of Masim Machasia, the Ain Lehem Bezachita, that don't have a handle? Kiman, who does that go like? Kerbalazim and Yaakov. Okay? Good? Very hard Gemara. Very hard Gemara because it's such an obscure thing. Okay, next Mishnah. Evan, you have a stone, shebekiruha, that basically you have some kind of pumpkin, and you use the pumpkin as a basket to go get water. And you put a stone in this basket. Why'd you do that? Because you want to give it some weight. You don't want it to float. So you put a stone in there. So, Rashi says, look at the Rashi, first Rashi on the Mishnah. Dilas yevesha, some kind of dried out on the bottom, second line from the bottom. A dried out gourd, chalula, that's hollow, umamalin beimayim, and use it to fill up water. Umidokshi ikala, since it's very light, enes shoeves, it's not going to draw the water, elatufa, it's going to float. Vinostin bahen even lachpida, you put a stone in there to give it some weight. So now you put a stone in there. Now we know that stones are muksa. So what's the story with this thing now? So you put a stone in there, and now you want to fill up the water on Shabbos. So can you? So says the Mishnah, im mima'elin ba ve'eno nofeles, if the stone is in there, it's not going to fall out, right? Then mima'elin ba, then you're allowed to. Why? Because the stone now has become part of the. It became part
what
of.
The issue? Can I, what's the issue?
No, the issue is muksa.
The Evans
muksa. They don't want to move stones on Shabbos.
It's always there.
Oh, that's what the Mishnah is saying. It's always there. It became a fixture. It became a fixture to this bucket, and then it's okay. V'im lav, and if not, ein mamalin ba. You can't use this bucket on Shabbos. Why? Because it's muksa. You're running into muksa problems. Right. So if the use, even though it has a clear use, exactly. Right. Even though it has a use, we're going to get to that in a minute. Zamora, a rope, shehi kishura, bitfiach, that is tied to a bucket. If the rope is tied to the bucket, mamalim, but again, a rope is muksa. What do you do with rope? A rope's a kli, but it's muksa. It doesn't have any purpose. I tie it to the bucket. Now I have a purpose. It's part of the bucket. Mamalim ba b'Shabbos. You're allowed to use this bucket to fill up water on Shabbos. Okay? Pekach hachalon, a shutter in the window. Okay. Rabbi Eleza Omer, Rabbi Eleza says, Bizman shehu kasher v'talui, if the shutter is tied to the house. In other words, you can have two types of shutters. You can have one that's tied to the house, and you can untie it, and then the shutter will close. Or you can have a board like this that you stick and put into the window. Right? It's also a shutter. If it's like a board like this, you stick and put it to the window, that's a problem, according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, bizmanchu kasher v'tali pokekin bo. Only if it's attached to the house can you stick it into the wall. V'yim lav, and if not, ain't pokekin bo. You're not allowed to. V'chachamim omrim, benkach u'benkach pokekin bo. No matter what, you're allowed to. Why are you not allowed to, according to Rabbi Elazar, if the piece is on the table? Why not? So Rashi says in the first wide line, the last wide line, which is ain pokekin bo, Rashi says, demechzi, because it looks like kimosif al habinyan. You're adding on to the building. Right? Now, no one holds that if you close the door, you're adding on to the building. Nobody holds that. Well, the door's attached. And nobody holds if you open or close a window, that you're adding on or taking away from a building. No one holds that.
It doesn't really look like you're adding on to the building.
However, if you take there's a hole in the wall. What do you mean? You have a hole in the wall and you plug up the hole on Shabbos. So isn't that adding on to a building?
No.
That makes perfect sense to me. We don't, now, it's a wheelie, but it's a window. And this is made to be the window hole at night. We do that every night. And during the day it's open. But it's not attached. So the Chacham say it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter. If it's attached, it's not a problem. And if it's not attached, it's a big problem. Okay? Tanan Hassan, before we get to the window, we're gonna first talk about the stone. Now, Tanan Hassan, we learned over there, which is where, in about 20 days from now, on Kuf Mem Beis, the Gemara says like this. Even shall piha chavis, in even that is on the top of a barrel. So let's do it slow. The evidence on the top of a barrel, mata al tzida, you tilt the barrel, v'hino felas, and the stone, you want to get what's in the barrel. What's in the barrel is good wine, but there's a stone on top. We're going to get to all the issue about buses and all that in a minute. There's a stone on top of the barrel. How do you get the stone off the barrel? You can't pick up the stone and move it. What do? You tilt the barrel, and the stone will fall. The Mishnah continues there and says, if you're afraid that the, let's say you have a big wine cellar, there's 100 barrels down there. So if you do that, you're going to crack a different barrel, right? So what do you do in such a case? The Mishnah is going to say you pick up the barrel, move it somewhere else, out of the room, and then do that. And then knock it down. Then tilt it and let the rock. You can't have the rock fall right here. It's going to break another barrel. Okay? The reason why I'm telling you that. Amar Rabba, Amar of Naami, Amar of Yochanan. Rav Abi said in the name of Yochanan, Lo Shanu, that's all true. El Bishocheach. That's only true if you forgot that the stone was there. Avol B'meniach. But if you put it there before Shabbos, you didn't forget that it was there, then Nas a bus is a davar asur. It becomes a bus. Isn't that what you say a bus is? What are you putting a stone there for? You did it on purpose. By the way, we have a conventional understanding of what that means. What does that mean? I put it there before Shabbos. I intended to leave it there. Right? Therefore, it becomes a bus. That's the standard explanation of a bus. The Baal HaMa'ar, Rishon, has a huge kul over here. He says, no, a bus means, listen to this, it only becomes a bus. B'meniach al das bosses. Otsa shetishtamish ha'evin kikisui l'chavitz, ela shetiyya ha'chavitz mikomo shalo evin. This is the place where I put my stone every night. Only then does it become a bosses. And the Rabban said, that's crazy. That's a big kula in Hilchas Muksa. Anyway, that is Reb, that is, so again, what did Rav Ami say? It's a machlokas here, Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Rav Ami said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that's only true that you could pick up the barrel and tilt it. If what? If you put it there by if it was left there by mistake.
Are you tilting
it? Yes, that's the only reason why you're tilting it.
Once it falls off, then
you leave it there. They're not going to bother you.
Can you lift up the
barrel? Yes, yes, absolutely. So if it was left there accidentally, it doesn't become a bosses. Bosses requires kavana. So therefore, you can move the. You can't pick up the rock. The rock smokes it regardless. But I can move the barrel. I can tilt it. The rock will fall off. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Yochanan, Lo Shana El B'Shocheach. That's only true if you forgot it. Avo B'Meniach. But if you left it there on purpose, Naso Kisui La'Chavis, it becomes a Kisui, right? And then you can pick it with your hands. What? He says, that's only true. So according to this, you can't tilt it.
No, you don't have to tilt it. It's part of the...
Correct. So what are they arguing about? Can you pick it up with your hand? Or can you tilt it? Right? Right? Well, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Lo Shanu. Lo Shanu, right? This is going back on the first case. What was the first explanation? The first explanation was, well, you forgot it, and therefore you're allowed to pick it up and tilt it. Right? Remember? You're holding cup. Says Rashi, Lo shanu demutu l'tal tal achavis v'evin aleha. Right? Dikatani v'imhaisa bein chavios, if it's among other barrels, shari lahatosa, you're allowed to tilt it, shum, shlotipa la'evin, al chavis shebetzita. You don't want it to fall on the barrel next to it. Magbiha, you pick it up, umata al tzita vino felas. So you pick it up, you move it over there, and then you tilt it to the side. All the Rishonim asks, the Achmot, Marsha asks, the Rav Kiva Eger asks, why did Rashi jump to the second case of the Mishnah? There were two cases in the Mishnah. The case was, number one, you have a barrel with a stone on it. You want to get to the, what do? You tilt it to the side. Let the stone fall off. Second case was, and by the way, what if tilting it to the side will cause the stone to hit another barrel? Then what do? Pick it up, move it to the other room, then tilt it over there. Rashi says, this whole thing is the second case. Why'd Rashi say that? So with the first case. Right? The answer is, because if you hold it's the first case, there are then the argument are light years apart. according to the first sheet to here, you have to tilt it to the side. According to the second sheet, you can pick it up with your hands. It's such a far, machlokas. Not even close. Right? Therefore, Rashi didn't want to say that. Therefore, what does Rashi say? No. According to everybody, you can pick up the barrel and move it somewhere else. Now the question is, right? They're only arguing on pure tiltal. Everyone agrees you can move the barrel. They're only arguing on pure tiltal. The second one says you can pick it up with your hands, and the first one says you have to leave it to the side. All right, if that's too complicated, let it go. Yeah, I'm sorry. What? Yes, it's exactly what they're arguing about. You come down. You come. Your wife says, "Go down and get the wine." You go down. What's this rock doing here?
Right.
One of the kids has to put it here.
Then you can tilt it.
Correct.
If you put that back in for Shabbos, then everyone you just take it off.
No. So then, why'd you put it there? So according to the second sheet, you put it there as the cover.
Right.
Then it's a cover. You see, from there, you can make rocks into non muksa. It is the cover.
Right.
According to the first sheet, you put it there because there's nowhere else to put it.
So it's not a rock on top of a lid. It is the lid.
Exactly.
But
it is the lid.
No, obviously, it's a lid. If the rock is a.
Amar Rabba, Mosvina Nashmaitin. I wanted to ask from here. Ha'even Shibikiruha. And what about a stone in the pumpkin? Im Malayin Ba. If it's in there and it becomes, part of the story, then the animal fell. It's not going to fall out. Mimalinba, I can fill up the water. What do you see from here? Right? Then shouldn't I be able to move the stone even if it's on top of the barrel? So it's like I can move this stone. But then I realized, Velohu, that's not Akasha. Why? Hasam, Kivindahadka, Shavidofen. Since it's attached, it's firm in there, it becomes part of the wall. Right? It becomes part of the wall. That's not the same thing as the case of the stone over here. Amar of Yosef, Umasvir and Shmaitzin, I wanted to ask the following question on my pshat. Im lav, ein memalinba. What do we say? If the stone is not connected very well to the gourd, to the pumpkin, you can't fill up the pumpkin with water, right? What do you see from there? That an even doesn't become a kli with hanacha alone. It doesn't become a kli with hanacha alone. Yet, I just said a minute ago that it becomes a kli with hanacha alone. Kasha myself. That's not really a kasha. Hasam, kivan delo hatka, since it's not attached, betule batla. It becomes batl, and therefore it's muksa. Right? And over here, it's not true. Over here, it is the kli. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Mar savar, rabami hold, beinon maisa. You need a maisa. Therefore, when an even is put on top of the barrel, it becomes usher to move. But you didn't do a maisa. You have to make a maisa to make a muksa. Umar Safar and Rav Asi holds, lo beinon maisa. You don't need a maisa. Hachana alone is enough. Therefore, when I put the stone on top of the barrel, I have made it into a kli. That's enough. V'oz l'tamayhu. And they're both consistent. The chiyasa of Dimi, Amr of Chanina, Vamrila, Amr of Zeru, Amr of Chanina, Pamachas, one time, Halach Rebbe Lavakam Echad, Rebbe went somewhere, Umatza Nidbach Shalavanim, he saw a pile of rocks, Vamr, he said, L'tamidav, he said to his Talmidim, T'u, V'chashvu, go and think about this, K'day, the Shnei Shev Olehem L'machar, go on Friday afternoon, go now think about these rocks, to make them into chairs for tomorrow. Right? V'lo et Shrikhim Rebbe L'maisa, Rebbe didn't make them do any maisa. Go, take them, put them down, write your name on it. This is my... Nothing. Just think about tomorrow. We're going to sit in these chairs tomorrow. Even though rocks are normally muksa, but they're good chairs. We're going to use it for chairs tomorrow. We're going to have a shira outside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Hitzdrichen Rabbi Maisa. Rabbi did make them do a Maisa. That's a machlokas. If they made Rabbi do a Maisa, it's exactly a machlokas. My Amalahu, Rashi says, if you hold that they required a Maisa, so what did he tell them? What kind of Maisa? So Rab Ami Amar Suvulamudam Amale. He told them, go set them up. It's a maisa. Rabasi Amar Shifshifim Amaluhu. He told them to clean them off. Right? He told them to wipe them down. Right? Now, even though wiping them down, you're not really doing anything to the stone itself. You're just cleaning it. Because Rab Ami held, even a small Maisa is a Maisa. Just like saying, I'm taking this rock and I'm making it a cover. That's a good enough. Small Maisa.
If you walk in the woods on Shabbos, you can't sit on a big
boulder. Not on Shabbos.
I'm saying, you can't sit on a big boulder that's mukzah to sit on?
You might. Because these are construction bricks, so therefore they're used as bricks. It's not the same thing.
If one's big enough and you're not going to move it by sitting on it, you can't sit on it?
You might be able to sit on it.
Even if it's,
I don't know. It's a good question. Itmar, Rabbi Yossi ben Shal Omer, Savar Shal Koros have it. It was a stack of beams. Doesn't really change anything. It was a stack of beams. The point is, these are construction materials which you set aside. You don't want anyone touching them. Might be muksa machmas kasar and kiss. I don't want anyone. I don't want anyone sitting on these beams, right? Then they're going to be put into the house. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul Omer, goshesh shel svina havi. It was some kind of stick that they used to use to when they're in the boat in the shallow water. They would use a stick to see if they're coming up upon rocks, right? That's what it was. They're going to sit on that. So manda Omer goshesh. If you hold, it was some kind of stick. He would surely agree. He would surely agree that the same story is true with the pile of beams. Umanda Amasavar, the other one held. No, maybe it was a pile of beams. Avogashish kapitalayu. But the stick they would never be allowed to use because the owner is very makbid. That's like a chsaron kiss. The owner is very makbid. Now then we said zemorot shehi kishura, kishura in and kishura lo. If it's tied, yeah, and if it's not tied, no. What did we just say? If the rope was tied, then it's good. And if it's not tied, you can't use it on Shabbat. If it's not tied, how are you using it as a bucket? It's not tied. So Rashi said, I think it's tied, but it's not tied well.
It could be if you could have a bucket and put it
like a slip knot. Right. Something like that. Right. Titania, Chorios Shel Dekel, if you have twigs, Shigadron Le'etin, you collected them to use as firewood. The nimlach aleihem liyeshiva. Now you want to change your mind. Now you want to use them as tzitzit. So tzarech lekasher. You have to tie them together. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ain't tzarech lekasher. You don't have to tie them together. Rather, thinking about it alone is enough. Right? So too over here. Why can't thinking about this rope be enough? So Omer of Asheshes, no. Afilu teim Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Hacha mayaskina bimechuberes ba'aviha. It's connected. We're talking about over here where it's connected. It's connected to the ground. It's connected to the ground still. Ihaki kamishtamish mechubal lekarka. You know the uses that are connected to the ground on Shabbos. So it's in other words, it's a vine connected to the ground. So lamata migimel. It's three tvachim. It's less than three tvachim from the ground. And then there is some kind of kula about using things attached to the ground. Rabashi Amar, Afil Tema Betlusha, it's even if it's not attached to the ground, the Gzera Shema Yiktob. We have a Gzera that you'll start playing around with this rope to make it very good, to make it be able to tie it, and then you're going to be over Makab of Hatish, because I've now finished off this Kli, I made it into a good Kli. By the tying the rope on the wood, there's no chash like that, therefore just thinking about it, it's good enough. Over here, you actually need a Maitha. And we're afraid over here that maybe you're going to make a Makar Patish. Therefore, if it's tied before Shabbat, it's good, and if not, not. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow about the Ohel. All right, everyone have a very good day.